Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic, everyone. Today we're going to talk about sports. If we played sports as a kid, if we're into sports now, if our favorite teams are local to us, and what our favorite sport to watch is. Sports can be an awesome way to pass the time, spend quality time with loved ones, and learn new skills. Whether you play them or watch them, the teams you love can leave a lasting impression on you and give camaraderie to cities all over the world. The athletes can become heroes to you or villains just as easily. It seems that sports can unify in a way other things can't, even when competing. Granted, good sportsmanship is key to that. We know there are so many different sports around the world, but in our area, we mainly seem to favor the four big ones in this country, which are American football, baseball, hockey, and basketball.
And golf.
And golf. So that's what we'll most likely be talking about. We may surprise you though, so without further ado, let's go.
What is your favorite sport to play?
Baseball or softball for me. And I play catcher, so I get a good view of everything, but my knee doesn't currently allow me to play that game. So, haven't played it for a while.
My favorite sport, I'd have to say softball, because I played it when I was younger. Is gymnastics a sport?
Yes.
Okay, gymnastics, and diving.
Okay.
So, I did both. I did all three. Track and field are my least favorite running. I was not a fan of.
Okay.
I did not like that.
What is your favorite sport to watch, either on TV or in person?
Okay. I like golf.
Okay.
I have a favorite player. Swimming, diving, gymnastics. Only like the swimming and diving and gymnastics are only for the Olympics.
Okay.
So golf is like the Masters is on right now, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing in my house because my dad's a golfer, my older brother's a golfer, and my younger brother used to play golf. Funny story with that game. With that sport. We'll get into that later. Yeah, so I like golf, swimming, diving, gymnastics. I don't mind watching baseball on the TV. Hmm. Oh, football.
Okay.
But only if it's a Super Bowl. If it's like any like preseason game or like regular season game, I lose interest. It's weird.
Okay.
But even just sitting for the Super Bowl game recently, no, okay. No offense. I love the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm an Eagles fan. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Not hardcore, but my cousin on my dad's side works for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So we saw the ring the first time. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool. Okay. But we never get tickets to a game. Like, we can't ask him, hey, yo, can you give us like four tickets? Mm-hmm. He can't do that. We have to buy our own tickets. And I've yet to go to an Eagles game.
Okay.
That's on my bucket list. Do you prefer to watch games on TV or go to the games in person?
I think I know this answer.
Depends on the sport.
Well, baseball. Say baseball.
Baseball? I'm going to the stadium. I actually love, now that John Kruk is one of the announcers, and I love Tom McCarthy also for our local broadcasts of it. Oh, it's hysterical. I love watching it on TV. Like, one of my favorite places in the entire world is Citizens Bank Park. Mm-hmm. And so I love going there. But also, like, the radio announcers are great also. So when I'm at work and I can't watch, I just listen mm-hmm. through Odyssey.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I love going so much.
We're going to a game.
Yes.
This weekend, right?
Yes, we are.
I'm so excited.
Okay. How about you? Which do you prefer?
I have been to a college football game
mm-hmm.
At the stadium. What is the name of our state football stadium? Lincoln Financial Field. Oh my God, I am so sorry. It's early.
It is.
So I've been to a Notre Dame Rutgers game at Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. Like, college football. College football. Love college football. Only Notre Dame and University of Pittsburgh. Any of the other teams, don't like.
Okay.
So, I prefer, like, when it comes to college football, like Notre Dame and University of Pittsburgh, I get so into it, which is weird. So, I'm more into college football than I am into pro football. Like, I'll still watch the pro football games, but I'm not like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm not like jumping up and down, like screaming at the TV. But it's, if I can get to a game in person, I would like to go. I've been to a soccer game.
Okay.
I've been to, it was for my old friend, Kelly. Her birthday, her birthday thing was go to a Kix game, Kix soccer. I'm guessing that's the team. Okay. I don't really remember. But we were literally front row behind the glass.
Oh.
And, like, we saw everything. And some of the mascots back then were kind of creepy, especially college basketball, Drexel. Forgot about that. Okay. We'll get to those stories later. So, yeah. I'm more of a go-to-the-game person. I don't mind watching on TV. But if I can, if I'm able to go, I would like to go.
Okay.
Are your favorite sports teams local to you?
Yeah. Like, Eagles are local. Phillies are local. Pittsburgh, not local. It's like 6.5 hours away.
Yeah.
But I still like them. Notre Dame is not local, but I still like them. Drexel basketball, Drexel Dragons basketball is local. That's Philly. Golf is not local. But
yeah.
But the main three, Philly, like the Drexel basketball, Phillies, and Philadelphia Eagles, they're the only three local teams that are local to us, but all the other teams that I mentioned, I still like, and I still watch. So what about you?
Mine are local, except for like the college teams that I like Phillies, Flyers.
I used to be a Flyers fan. I only liked the Flyers because of the goalie.
Okay.
Back then, I mean, when I was in high school, like junior year, it was, I forget, he had like the ice blue eyes and he was like, Flurry? Was it? No. Was it Flurry? It was some, I can't remember his name.
I only just got into hockey, so I do not know. I was hockey
from like 2008 to 2013. So I was really into them. And then my guy friend would take me to Flyers games. It was nice. So, sorry.
You're good. But then, like, you're going to be like, where did this come from? But, like, the college team I support is LSU.
Okay. My ex likes that.
But, like, I have no idea why it's LSU, but.
Are they like the Tigers?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Go Tigers.
That's your, one of your, that's not your favorite animal.
It is one of my favorite animals. So I don't know if that's it or if I just was exposed to the colors a lot when I was younger.
Maybe.
But, like, it's just always been LSU that I support college-wise.
Well, Notre Dame, I think LSU won against each other one year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
We're going to have to watch an LSU-Notre Dame game. We're going to have to go after. Okay. Did you play sports as a child?
I did. I did the thing where, like, each year I played a different sport until I decided which one I played field hockey.
Okay. I cannot get over how you used to play field hockey. I can slightly envision you doing it, but I can't envision you doing it.
And I was also goalie for field hockey.
Dang.
So, like, I loved field hockey. That's what I think I ended up officially playing the most.
Was that in high school or middle school?
Elementary into middle.
Yeah.
field hockey in elementary school?
Yeah, because my fourth grade teacher came to see a game. And he surprised me by coming. I didn't know he was coming. I had invited him to come. But he showed up when they were putting me in my goalie gear, and he helped me put the helmet on. And he was like, "You're going to do great." I was like, "Oh, yay." Because he was my favorite. He was my favorite teacher. And so, and it was also bitterly cold that day.
Oh, no.
And so he like would come up the sideline and be like, "Shuffle in place, shuffle in place." I was like, "Okay." I was like, okay, wait, he brought his kids to watch because he would, his kids were into sports and he wanted, he had twins who were boy and girl.
Aww.
And so he took both of them to all the sports games he would go to to show like, look what you can do when you get older. Cause they were like two.
Aww.
But it was fun. And
that's one of the questions that we'll get to.
And I also remember playing baseball, softball a lot. Mm-hmm. And my church youth group that I was going to at the time, when we realized we weren't getting new people coming, what we did was we transitioned it from a traditional youth group, like just meeting, reading the Bible, into a sports league.
Oh.
So we had a large parking lot and we would cone it off and we would play basketball during the summer.
Okay.
Or no, basketball during spring. Wiffle ball in the parking lot during during summer. Winter we'd play
You just opened my child.
Winter we would play street hockey.
Okay.
In the parking lot. And then in spring, we would play volleyball.
I love volleyball.
Volleyball, though, was played on the grass because of the sliding and such. And don't do that on asphalt, please, for the love of all that is good in this world.
Do it on sand or do it on the grass?
Yeah. So there were always sports growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. But I didn't, I think I didn't continue with soccer because, but field hockey and softball I played a while.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes, I played sports.
I played softball. I did gymnastics. I did. I was not a cheerleader. Oh, I could never.
I did not have the energy to be that.
I had the energy. But my mom was not going to let me be, like, the person that got thrown in the air. My mom was like, no, no.
Liar.
Yeah, no, no. You're going to keep my daughter's feet planted on the ground. I did softball, gymnastics, track and field. I did track in eighth grade. Swimming and diving in high school. I think that was it. And I love those sports. I got hit in the leg or arm a couple times with softball, and
yeah,
I would have major bruises on my body. And the next day going into school, they'd be like, are you okay? Yeah, I just had a game over the weekend. That's a massive, it's called a ball being a grapefruit sized ball being thrown at you at like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And one of the pitchers was, they were twins. They were both part of my church youth group when I used to go to church years ago. And the one sister, I think it was Carly, she had a mean throw. Like, she had a mean throw. And then one day, we went to the championships, and we versed them. And it was right in the fields by my work now. Not Dingletown. I don't remember. Anyway, so we were versing them. And it was the championship game. And I was up to bat. And she hit me. And I yelped so loud because it hit me so hard that she literally, and I cried a little because it hurt.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to. But the way I yelped, she felt so bad. She actually came off the pitcher's mound and, like, consoled me and goes, "I hope you're not mad at me. even though we're friends. I was like, I'm not mad at you. It's a game. Like, I'm not gonna charge the mound at age 12.
Yeah.
And then, like, after that, her parents invited me out to, like, ice cream or something. And, like, we won the championship game. So our team celebrated a little bit. But, like, the following Sunday, we all had to meet up for church. And her mom goes, good game. Congrats that you won. Here, let us take you out to ice cream. I think it was, I don't think it was a sympathy invite. I think it was more of a, that the daughter felt bad.
Yeah.
So she, like, I was like, I'm not mad at you. I'm seriously not. We were 12.
Yeah.
We're gonna be competitive at that age. Like, we were only 12 years old. Like, we, and I got a double play in that.
Very nice.
So towards the end of, like, the second to last inning, I got a double play. So that was my, and the inside joke with me and softball to my dad is swing the bat. I'm not kidding. I would stand there. I'm seeing these balls come by, and I would not swing. I was terrified to swing the bat. I was scared because I'm like, what do I do? And all of a sudden, I would just hear my dad, swing the bat. And I'd swing, and I'd miss, and I'd strike out constantly. But that was an inside joke. So okay. When I go out in the yard to play by myself, he goes, oh, you can swing the bat. I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes, I can swing the bat. So I was like, you get out here and you swing a bat. Not with my new knee, I can't.
We kind of answered the next one.
Yeah, we already answered that one. Yeah. So you did, yeah. Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play rec league for school or just pick up games with friends? I think we answered this one too.
Yeah, I think we did. I Let's technically just... played every, for rec and pick up games with friends. Mm-hmm. But never for school.
I did.
For school. Because my school didn't have a field hockey team. So I was like, okay, I'll just go play for the township.
Nice.
And also, you bringing up the softball inside joke reminds me of one that...
When I was a catcher.
Very nice.
I actually have a picture of me in, like, my catcher's uniform. I'm like this. I'm looking at you like... You see, I think I had to have been eight or nine. Okay. I was so little, so I was like one of the shortest people on the team.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the, you know, batting cages?
Yes.
So last time I went to a batting cage with my friends.
We should do that!
I went in the high-speed baseball.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Oh, like, I'd be too terrified.
And I hit the ball so hard that it ricocheted off the metal and came back at me.
Did it? I have a baseball story for that.
I ducked so fast. I was like, nope. And my friend Hannah got out of the cage. She was just like, I'm not going in with her anymore. No, no.
Stay.
I was like, okay. She's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
I was like, okay.
I have a funny baseball story. I have a couple baseball stories. A golf story. I only played for...
I did play for school. I did track and field for my middle school. I stunk at it. Like, as skinny as I was back then. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm average. I'm guessing I can say average.
Yeah.
I'm average for my weight and my height. Like, I'm 5'2", mm-hmm. I'm like 154 pounds. Mm-hmm. I think that's decent for me. So I did play for school. I played only swimming and diving was for high school. Softball was a rec league. We always went to the Indian Mills fields by your house, by where you live. What's the original? Isn't that Dingletown?
Yeah, Dingletown.
That's Dingletown. So Dingletown fields are like where they would do like the home openers. And like, and my young older brother would, his team came and we actually had the same numbers the one year.
Fun.
So we had to get our picture taken and we're like matching numbers. I think we were like 7 or 13.
Okay.
I don't remember. We did a kickball, like for work, we did teachers versus students or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then Boy Scouts, they did adults versus kids. And I would be on the, when I was younger, I would be on the kids' side to help them out. And then the younger adults would play. But as I got older, I was on the adult side. And my dad would still do the swing the bat, Kate. I'm like, like, no, seriously, no, not in front of everybody. Yeah, that was like the softball was rec. It was, swimming and diving was school, track and field was school, gymnastics, so I'm guessing was rec, right? Because I went to Wilmore Gymnastics.
Okay.
Which was like behind, in Medford, in that weird, looked like a storage building.
Okay.
So, and then I went to Cherub Gymnastics, which is now turned in like by La Campagnola by our house.
Okay.
That building now is converted to a church.
Okay.
That building was Cherub Gymnastics, and that's where I first started.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you actively play any sports now?
In my free time, yes.
Okay.
Golf.
Okay.
As long as my younger brother is not in the yard with me.
Okay.
Can I go into story mode?
Go for
okay.
it.
So my younger brother and I, one year, I remember this day very vividly. It was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was wearing my white sweatshirt, and it was my Indian Mills track sweatshirt. So it was all white with green mm-hmm. lettering. I still blame him for it. We still poke fun at each other for this. But anyway, it was an Eagles game.
Okay.
I remember that very vividly because my mom was home. I don't know where my dad was. So my brother, younger brother, gets the biggest driver he can out of the golf bag. And I have a wedge or something. I don't know. So my yard is 3.5 acres at least. So we have all this open land. It's his turn to swing the club. So he swings. I think he yells four. He goes, four. I'm like, okay, I'm far enough. I was not far enough.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he backswings. The club smacks my head so hard that I am so disoriented. I don't know where I am. And all of a sudden, I have a banshee blood-curdling scream out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then I topple over, and I just see red coming from my head.
Oh, God.
And I'm in a white sweatshirt, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I am screaming bloody murder. Like, somebody just set me on fire. And then, lo and behold, I have to get 8 stitches in my forehead.
Oh.
So, yes, I have a scar on my forehead from a golfing accident. And I refuse to play golf with my younger brother.
Okay.
If he is out in the yard, I stay on the deck or stay in the house.
Okay.
So, I keep my distance from him. Yeah, I play golf sometimes in my backyard. When he was in the military, I would play golf all the time in the backyard. I would pick up baseball again. I would kick the soccer ball around with the dog.
Okay.
Because she loves, it's her soccer ball now. Because it's so worn and ratted and everything. So that's her soccer ball. And it's slightly deflated. Basketball, I would play a little bit, but just for fun, not like a legit game.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, softball, yeah. Funny baseball story.
Okay.
As kids, my older brother and I, we would throw the ball in the backyard because he was in baseball. I was in softball, so we'd practice together.
Mm-hmm.
So he would bat and I would pitch because I had to learn how to get the windmill motion down. But what I did it with the baseball.
Okay.
So I threw it, and I would do the overhand, too. So I threw it. He hit it. I went to catch it, so my glove was up in front of my face. It was coming straight from my face. Mm-hmm. So instead of ducking, he goes, don't duck. So I had the baseball. I'm not kidding. He hit it so hard. I think it was, coming at, 70 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It tipped the top of my glove and hit me right in the nose, the bridge of my nose. And yet, I have never broken a bone. Of all the sports I have done. And Yeah, so I got hit in the face with a golf club, and then I also got hit in the face with a baseball. So
okay.
Apparently me and sports, we don't get along. But I'm guessing accident prone, I'm guessing. I don't know how to word that. Who knows?
Who knows the right terminology?
I don't know. Yeah, so. And then I hit my older brother with a baseball too. Because I went to throw it. And then it bounced and it hit him right in the chin. Cool. So I was like, I got retaliation back for him in a way. But mine hurt worse than his. Yeah. So.
Do we count running as a sport?
5Ks?
5Ks.
Yeah.
I do them a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the virtual Run Disney ones, again, shocking no one that it has something to, yeah. But just because
of the knee. I do 5Ks too, anyway. But I can't anymore.
Just because of the knee, I have to walk them. I've tried, like, doing an app that teaches you running techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first lesson was 5-minute warm-up walk. 1.5-minute run, 1-minute walk,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing,
yeah.
for 25 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, but my knee hurt so bad and was, like,
not having it,
not feeling correct
mm-hmm.
after it. So I just walked my 5Ks. But again, it shocks no one, I'm sure, that it's something Disney related.
Yeah.
That I'm like, okay. But, the other sport that I do the most these days is bowling. Like, I'm not good at it, but it's fun.
I just do it for fun.
So, yeah, it's fun. So I go bowling. And I wish there were more batting cages around, because if there were, I'd be there all the time.
Oh, me too.
Okay. What sports do you have the easiest access to right now?
Probably baseball, softball, because I live very close to a recreational
field
setup.
As we said.
And I still have my bats and several baseball, softballs mm-hmm. in our sports can thing that we have. Like, it's an old...
We should start throwing a ball around.
It's an old trash can that never got used for trash, but...
Okay.
We just use it to store the field hockey sticks, mm-hmm. the soccer balls that my dog hasn't stolen, the basketballs, all that kind of stuff. The field hockey sticks, the bats, all that. Is in the sports bucket. Mm-hmm. So, yes. But easiest access, I would say baseball, softball. How about you?
Golf. I like, we have like 3 bags of golf clubs. No, 4 to 5.
Oh.
We have like the original wood golf clubs.
Oh.
So, like, that's how far back. Golf, soccer, basketball. Because I also have basketball and tennis courts by my house, and baseball, softball. Yeah. I still have all the bats. I still have my gloves. I still have the baseballs.
Okay.
And we have tennis balls, but now they go to the dog. But as she's getting older now, she won't really play with them. But yeah.
Okay. If you were on a team when you were younger,
mm-hmm.
are you still in contact with any of your former teammates?
Oh, that's a good question. I got to think about this. Because, like, all these teammates we went to middle school and high school together. The last time I saw them was high school, senior trip.
Okay.
I'm going to say no.
I am also saying
no. I'm definitely going to say no on that one.
The answer is no for me as well. Okay. Except for maybe occasionally I'll see one of the friends from youth group sports mm-hmm. in Wawa. But it's just a casual, like, hey, small talk.
Yeah, how you doing? What's new?
Yeah. Like, I'm not hanging out with these people anymore. Because yeah. life happens and just, you grow apart.
Yeah.
And the age gaps between everybody in the youth group have put each of us in different points in life. So, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Just not people
yeah.
who I'm seeing very often. So, yeah.
I already answered this question, but we're gonna still ask it.
Okay.
Did you ever have a memorable sports fail?
I would love to hear yours because I've already told mine, but I have a new one I forgot.
I'm trying to think of one. I have a sport to win.
Like you've mm-hmm. never gotten hit in the head with anything. You've never like. Slid
but that was not my fault when I got hit in the face. So
there it is.
During wiffle ball, when we played again, I played catcher because
wiffle ball is easy. We used to play that all the time on the beach.
But
with all the kids,
we didn't use a wiffle ball. We used a junk ball. If so you've like, ever heard of them,
rubber, like a so kind of like a racquetball.
It's a wiffle ball with rubber stripes through it, and half of it's enclosed, half of it has the holes.
Oh, okay.
You can look it up, wiffle junk ball.
I think I know what you're
saying. But it sailed better than English.
Okay.
It sailed better through the air than a wiffle ball.
What we used to do as kids with mm-hmm. wiffle balls, we would purposely, to add more weight to them, one of our beach friends would, with the holes, like before he pitched, mm-hmm. he would like literally get down and put it in the sand mm-hmm. and fill it up with sand and then throw it.
Oh,
and
okay.
man, did that hurt if you got hit with that.
Yeah, and we used a heavier bat than a traditional wiffle ball bat.
We tie duct tape around it to make it slightly heavier.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was cheating, in a way.
But I forget what kind of bat it was. It wasn't a metal or wood bat, but it wasn't a wiffle ball bat.
Okay.
Might have been a foam bat.
Okay.
But, like, that thing...
It made it sore.
Yeah. And so the one girl, she really did not want to be there that day. And so she was kind of being lazy mm-hmm. about what she was doing.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, just like had no interest. And it was a classic case of like, I don't want to be here. I want to be with my friends at the mall. And her mom was like, no, you're going to youth group.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I had those days.
She went to swing, hit the ball, and when she released the bat, it hit me right in the mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, thankfully, one of the youth group leaders was an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
He checked me out. He was like, no, she's fine. She's just shaken up. And I was like, 11.
Oh,
I was like,
that's even like when you're younger and you get hit
mm-hmm.
by something, it's traumatic.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I think it would still be traumatic to me if it ever happened again to me. I would be mortified.
But that was the time when they were like, no, she needs some kind of a helmet.
Yeah.
With a guard all over her face. Because I had gone like 2 years without any kind of hat, helmet, anything. Yeah. And they were just like, no, this isn't safe.
Yeah.
And we should probably have these kids wear, again, we were playing on asphalt. We should probably have them wear like
shin guards,
knee guards, elbow guards, maybe.
So we were like, okay. And after that, the entire way, like the safety rules of the youth group league got changed.
I bet.
And the other time was, it's not even fail, but like,
was it a like, stop or something?
No, it was kind of revenge, but unintentional.
Right.
So she laid, oh no, it wasn't her, it was somebody else. I was running the bases, and again, cannot stress this enough, we played on asphalt. This is a horrible idea. It was so fun, but like now as an adult, I would be like,
never do that again.
What were we thinking?
Yeah.
But one of the other players who I'm still friendly with whenever I see him, so I'm not going to use his name.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't even remember this, but again, I was younger than him. He was like 15. I was like 11. Same season. That was a fun season.
Yeah.
But he got in the base path as I was running to catch the ball.
You collided.
Yeah, but he was built like a brick house.
Oh,
so I smashed into him.
And you bounced off.
And I bounced and then slid across the asphalt. And he was just standing there looking at me. And he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I stood up. I was crying. I was skinned on my knees and my elbows. And it looked like rug burned down my one arm. And I was just like, I need a minute. I'm going to the bathroom. So I went and I cleaned up. And then I sat in my mom's car for a little bit until it was, they put a pinch runner in for me.
Yeah.
Because I got injured. And I just sat in my mom's car for a little bit until it was our turn to hit again. They even let me sit out our turn to field. So I was like, okay, but it was my turn to bat. So I got up and I went for my turn to bat and I sent a line drive into his stomach.
Oh my God.
And he just was like, I earned that. As he's like curling over and I'm like,
fetal position, like, oh my God, my God.
I was like, sorry, I genuinely didn't mean that. It just so happened that that's where the ball flew off the bat.
But I'm glad he took it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so funny. You guys already heard my sports fails.
Yes.
So my golfing fail, my baseball fail. I do have a diving fail.
Okay.
So I think it was during a competition. I don't know if we were at Fort Dix or whatever. Fort Dix is a military base by, like, what, 25 minutes from us?
Yeah.
About?
Kind of Pemberton area.
Yeah, like, whatever. So we had a competition, a diving competition, or swim. We had a swim meet or something. So I was a diver, sophomore to junior year in high school. It's like 2007 to 2009. So I think I was doing, I don't know if I was doing a back flip or a reverse 1.5 on 1 meter, but the way I came out of the dive, I clipped my heels on the diving board. Like, and there was a lid, it looks like it's about an inch long, an inch or two long. And everyone thought I was gonna, it was like right on my heels, like from, and it looks like I would have to get like Achilles surgery because it scarred that way. Mm-hmm. And everyone in this, like when it first happened, we had to like pause the meet because I was bleeding and I had to get like, they were worried that I would have to get stitches because of the way I hit the board and like how long it was.
Mm-hmm.
No, we just had to stop the bleeding. And then I get up to do another dive. I did a inward, like an inward pike.
Mm-hmm.
I clipped my fingers. Like shortly after, I'm like, this is, and I think I got like the lowest score ever because like it was the judges were being jerks. But that was a rough diving day for me.
Yeah.
So, hey. But I did watch other people, like, for gymnastics. I watched a girl on, I don't think it was uneven bars. I think it was, it wasn't my fail. It was somebody else's fail, but I witnessed it.
Okay.
So I witnessed a lot of fails. I witnessed a girl. She went to, like, she went to go grab the bar, but she missed. And, like, when you miss something and you know you're going to fall, what do? Where do you put your hands? To brace yourself, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she braced herself hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Her bone came out. She landed, and it was like, oh, I was like, oh, nope. And then I witnessed, we were at the Naval Academy for diving. I went for a week, and I witnessed, I think I said this in another episode. Yeah. I witnessed a guy hit his head on the board so bad, he ended up in the emergency room. He had to get staples in his head. And he had, like, a tube coming out of his head. Wearing, like, it was bad. They had to close the pool for the whole rest of the day. And we ended up just eating dinner earlier, just going back to the rooms, dorm rooms. And we just hung out. But we were so worried. Oh, and I jumped off 10-meter. So I've never jumped off something so high ever in my life. So 10-meter platform. That's about 4.5 stories. Hold on, let me get this right.
Google coming in for the save again.
Yeah, how tall is 10-meter platform diving? 32 feet.
Okay.
So I jumped off approximately 33 feet high. Three-story building.
Okay.
So I jumped off a platform that is about a three-story building. I've never done that in my life, ever. But the Naval Academy, they make you do it. Like, so, like, you can get, so we had 1 meter, 3 meter mm-hmm. diving board, 5 meter platform,
mm-hmm.
7.5 meter platform,
okay,
and then 10 meter platform, which is the tallest. It's a Olympic platform.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was our group, like, we were all in groups for diving. Like, my group, we were on platform drills. So I was like, okay, we did 5, we did 7.5, and then we did 10 meter. I was the last person to jump off 10 meter. I couldn't do it. Like, I had the most irrational fear of heights.
Mm-hmm.
And all we were doing was jumping straight in, like, just jump off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but flat hands, flat feet, like, mm-hmm. yeah. This dumbbell over here couldn't have known better. No, I jumped off and I tried to fly. I'm like, I'm flailing. My feet are not pointed. I landed flat hands, flat feet. I ended up in the hospital. Apparently, I had landed so badly that it sent a surge down my spine, up my spine, that I had we had to go for x-rays. One of the coach's wives had to take me to the hospital. They had to call my mom. We're in Maryland, Annapolis, by the way, mm-hmm. for this event. We had to reassure that my mom that I was fine. I just had a cervical strain.
Okay.
Because of the pressure of the water and how I hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have known better. So that was my extra diving fail. And okay. I found the x-rays the other day, like years ago. And I was like, what is this? I was like, oh, that's my back. And I looked at the date. It's from like 2008. I was like, oh, this is from Maryland, Annapolis. Right. But I got treated to a midnight breakfast at like 3 a.m. She took me to IHOP. I don't remember her name, but whoever you, thank you so much for going with me and all that drama. But the next day I had to sit out the entire day of diving because mm-hmm. they were like, the next day I could barely move.
Believe it.
So that is my other extra diving fail, my big diving fail. So,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. Are you in any way still associated with a sport even without playing it, like coaching or assisting a team somehow?
I have to say no on that one. I got nothing on that one.
Same. I don't coach or anything. Mm-hmm. I just, nope. The answer is no.
Yeah.
And we answered the next one, which is, do you still have the equipment from the days when you played sports? So
yeah, we still do.
We can.
Like, I still have my baseball glove, softball glove.
Mm-hmm. It is so ratty and torn and gross and disgusting. But it's so cool to like break it out once in a while, mm-hmm. and just be like, oh my gosh, remember all the times.
Yeah.
All the good times and bad times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you want to read?
Yes.
The last one?
Do you think sports are important to a child's growth?
I think team.
Because it's like team building, right?
Yeah, it's team building. So I think the lessons you learn from mm-hmm. sports are good. But I don't think it's like football's better than baseball or something like that.
Yeah.
If you're on a team or a collaborative sport
mm-hmm.
and you're learning like teamwork, sportsmanship, then I think it's important.
Yeah. You.
How about you?
I'm the same way. I believe it does help because, so at work we do like soccer thing mm-hmm. where the soccer coach comes and like Coach Andrews, I think, he's really great with the kids. He makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
I actually participated in it with, the class I was in. And it's fun. Like, and I am not a soccer fan at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this guy, I was like, I've never played soccer in my life. And I'm actually doing the drills with the kids. And he goes, you're like a natural, like the way you're doing it. I'm like, I've never played soccer in my life. He goes, seriously? I was like, yeah. But I do think it helps with children's growth. I have a couple kids from work that are in soccer together. And like the one girl has, she loves it. And
mm-hmm.
it's just so fun to watch them like get the concept of something. And they're like so excited to tell you the next day. And then like over the weekend, they're like, oh, I went to soccer. And I'd always, because they would tell us like, oh, like how was your soccer game? And so by my house where I live, there's soccer fields now, not baseball fields. And that's all I hear are just soccer games. And it's like, especially at night. And it's just like, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Can you please stop playing and go to bed? Like people have to get up early for work. But besides the point, I think it's important because it shows like team building, friendship, teamwork, hand, foot, eye coordination, responsibility, because you have to be responsible for your equipment when you go to a game, like your uniform. My younger brother did football and it was so funny watching him play football. He was like the second smallest kid on the team. He loved it, but I don't think he would play again. Next question.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any sport that you really wanted to try as a kid that you did not get to try?
Ice skating. And I have ice skates. Like, I occasionally, before my knee got really bad, would go to the local ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I cannot stand straight up on the ice skates. I need the penguin. Okay? Penguin is important. Let the children judge me. I don't care. I need the penguin.
I'm touching, but from love. It's all coming from love.
I need the penguin. But like, if I had started younger in life, I might not need the penguin at almost 30 years old. So, yes.
I don't think I have any. I don't have any sports that I wanted to do as a kid.
Okay.
That I didn't get to do.
Right.
I would love, like if you rephrased it to, was there any sport that you did as a kid that you want to get back into as an adult? Then yes, gymnastics and diving and softball. I know there is a softball league for adults. I've seen it because I'm friends. We friends with two of the girls on social media. I mean, went to school together. They do a softball. But I don't have time for that with my work schedule.
Yeah.
And like on the weekends, like I would love to get back into that, but I think some of those people are like so intense in that sport that I would be like, this isn't fun for me. Yeah. Like it's too competitive. Like I want to play for fun, not competitiveness. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but as a kid, no, there isn't any sport that I wasn't able to get to try. So.
You kind of just answered the next question.
Yeah.
Of would you start a new sport now or return to a sport that yes. you did as a kid?
Yeah, I just answered that. Softball, mm-hmm. diving, and gymnastics.
I would go back to softball, baseball, if I could.
Yeah.
Maybe play a different position because of the yeah. knee, but... Yes. So
well,
I would go...
Well, I think any sport you try to get back into will involve your knee.
Unless, true.
Like, if you think about it now, like, any position in baseball or softball, you still are going to need your knee.
Yeah. But it's not as hard with the squatting maybe the whole day.
Maybe outfield?
Maybe.
Like way outfield? By the home run line? home run fence?
So I will go to the next question.
Okay.
Which is...
Ooh, this might be...
If you have children, will you encourage them to pursue a sport? If so, how far would you want them to pursue it? Will you choose the sport for them or allow them to choose?
This is easy to answer.
If I ever have children, yes, I will. If they want to, I'm not going to force it on them. I'm not going to be like, you have to do this sport mm-hmm. because your school is doing it. You have to. I think for like middle school when I did it, it was I had to have an extracurricular activity on my what was that thing called back then? Not a resume for school. It was to get in like for like end of eighth. I don't know. It was we had to anyway. But if I ever have a kid, I will offer, if that's the right word, I will offer them, hey, listen, like, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? But if they say no, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna force them. But if there's a sport that they want to do that I'm not fond of, will I discourage them from doing it? No, but I will be hesitant. Mm-hmm. Like, I will, what's the word? I will support them. Mm-hmm. And I will tag along with them as best I can. And if they get bored of that sport, I'm not going to be sad that they mm-hmm. stop doing it.
Okay.
So, does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like the same. Like if yeah. I have a kid and they are into it, mm-hmm. go for it. I'm going to support them 100%. But like, see, I want to be for the part where it's like, how far would you want them to pursue it? I want them to be realistic about it. Like if they're super good, then try to go pro if you want to. Yeah. But if it's like average,
yeah.
rec leagues are still okay.
Yeah.
Like even as an adult. Yeah. So
if you want to go to the Olympics, great. Do it.
Yeah.
Like that's awesome. But I'm not going to force you to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
If you want to quit or just stop for a couple years and then try to pick it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Next, what life lessons did sports teach you? Oh, that's a good one.
Yes,
I thought
I think we answered this today.
Yeah, I think we answered it when we said like if it's important to children's development. Yeah. So I'm gonna stand by what I said then.
Me too. Like and responsibility,
teamwork. Compromise.
Yes, compromise. Because you're not always going to get, like, the position that you want. Like, especially with softball and baseball, you're not going to get the position that you always want. Patience. It also teaches you patience is a big one. Especially with baseball and softball. Because, like, in the outfield, I'm like, oh, my God. This is so boring. I always got told, stand up. get in position, get ready, get in the ready position. I'm like, what? Nothing's happening. In the beginning, like when I did t-ball, I was always that kid, I think, that just would want to pick the flowers. Okay. If that makes any sense. So, okay.
What do you think sports could still teach you, or you could still learn from sports?
That's a really good question. I'm going to have to say, I think it could still teach you like compromise.
Physical fitness.
Yes, physical fitness, definitely. Memory, because yeah. With diving, you like muscle memory.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It still can, like for me, muscle memory, repetition, kind of like mm-hmm. the constant, like if, like for me, trying to get back, wanting to get back into gymnastics, I have to remember the certain muscles I used back then. I'd have to retrain them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to start redoing all the old warm-ups for diving again, which I have by memory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eye-hand coordination, responsibility.
Flexibility
again, big time, especially with diving and gymnastics. Flexibility,
leadership,
yeah, like and being able to, and be, yeah, and being able to follow directions again, and being told what to do,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but in a way that will help you do better,
yeah,
if that makes sense. What about you?
I agree, all of what you said, like the flexibility.
Yeah.
Leadership, because like now I feel like, not to be controversial here,
mm-hmm.
but like the way that people run sports now is mm-hmm. different than how it was run when we were kids.
Yeah, now it's more intense.
So I feel like
there's more pressure
yeah.
for people to be perfect at that sport, which takes the fun out of it.
So I'm like, I would still be able to learn something because there's new techniques now.
Yeah.
So with that.
We have one last question, right?
Final question. What is your all-time favorite sports-related memory? It could be one that you played in, one you watched.
Okay.
Anything like that. Because mine is Phillies winning the World Series in 2008.
Well, I think that would be my younger brother's.
Because that was a cheesesteak mistake. I think I told you that story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. I would have to say. Oh, I just realized another fail.
Okay.
Of mine. Sorry. Okay. Diving fail. Number two. Or number four, I think. Heels, finger, back, ear. Okay. We have an ear one. So. Sorry, sidetracking. We're going to go back a couple of questions. I think that this might be one of my favorite memories. Not my favorite memory, but a nice memory, but it turned into a fail at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it does both. Okay. So I learned a new dive. It was a reverse 1.5. So with a reverse, you start out on the back of the board and you do your walk. And then you flip out and you go backwards in a way. So it's like you're reversing. It's weird. So I learned how to do a reverse 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn it. I had to do a reverse like one off 1 meter. And then eventually I had to ante it up on 3 meter.
Mm-hmm.
This is at TCNJ, the College of New Jersey, which is in Trenton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So diving coach says, go up and do a reverse 1.5. She has a microphone in her hands so we can hear, because the other part of the pool was swimming.
Okay.
So it was really loud. So anyway, I'm doing reverse 1.5. I get it, but she has to call you out of the dive and you have to be able to like hear her. So she goes, and then that's what was your cue to come out and like land. Like, yeah, I came out, I landed, I belly flopped, I, like, apparently I burst my eardrum on that dive.
Oh.
So I came out. I can't hear her. It's my left ear. I can't hear a single thing. I'm crying. My mom is up in the bleachers about to, like, come down and fight this coach. Be like, don't tell her to do it. She goes, well, you're crying, and get back up there and do it again. Mm-hmm. She was a tough coach.
Yeah.
But I think it was memorable because I learned the new dive, but I had to conquer my fear.
Yeah.
To do, get up and do it again. I couldn't hear a single thing. And the other one was, I got a semi home run in softball 1 year.
Okay.
And I actually swung the bat.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. I think it was the double play in the championship game where I got hit. I think that was my other memorable one. But my parents said that they don't remember that. I was like, you don't remember my double play? Like, was it a double? No, it was a double. If it were a triple, it'd be more memorable.
Yes.
I wouldn't. So, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, for me, it's just the Phillies winning because we had waited so long for the Phillies to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. And I was watching with my mom. My dad was in the hospital. As soon as they won, we had to call him and be like, did you see it? And he was like, yes, did you see it? We were like, yes. And we all celebrated across the phone. And then the person in the room with my dad was like, can you please stop it? It is like 9 o'clock at night. Please. Hospitals are not ideal for if you're celebrating the winning of the Super Bowl and or the World Series.
Did you celebrate the Eagles Super Bowl this year?
I did.
You did? And when? I kind of fell asleep during that game. I don't know why. I think because we do a football pool and we put money in as a family and whatever boxes, whoever wins halftime, the halftime score gets half the money.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins the end of the game wins the rest of the pot of the money. I don't know who won. It wasn't me.
Okay.
But my younger brother was super hyped up. Like, I literally almost had to leave the room because I was like, I'm like, it's too loud. Like, it's just a football game. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. With that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. We check at least 4 times a week now, if you ever actually want to email. You can follow us at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. You can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. Again, we would love to hear feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.